This Halloween, Easy will be dressed up as sober. This is the Perfect Pour.
You're going to be going as sober?
Yeah, that's my costume.
Oh, man. God, Halloween.
Sober Nick.
Oh, it sucks this year. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show for beer drinkers of the craft that like to hang out and drink the beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Hey, we're all here, still being virtual, but we're still drinking in real time. We're being very, very analog and real about our drinking. We're just going to be hanging out with you and drinking our beers and listening to you call us and tell us about what things to talk about, and we'll have some beer releases to look out for and check out what the hell was going on the past week in beer, or as far as we're concerned. All right, well, I was been drinking during the tailgate. I actively have a Harpoon Rec League, the cool down companion, a hoppy hazy light with, it's 3.8, 120 calories. Boston's Harpoon. It's a Rec League beer. I think it's delicious for a 3.8. And I got it for only $4.49 for a 4-pack of 16 ounces at Total Wine, which is cheaper than non-alcoholic beer. So I don't know how it was that cheap, but I'll take it.
Well, it cost extra to remove the alcohol.
Oh, apparently. What do you have there, Matt?
99 Gold Nil. From Tioga.
Boring.
Sure.
Nick?
Pardon me. I had an old Rasputin for tailgate, and now I'm drinking a mystery crowler that Matt gave me last week.
Oh.
I love gold!
That's for that crowler. Mystery crowler.
That's a young Frankenbeer from Mr. Matt Bolden.
Oh,
it's his hazy black IPA that he made for the beer garden for Tioga's. He would appreciate your unfiltered opinion.
Whoa, it's a hazy black IPA.
Imperial, I should say.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys can see it.
Wow, it's dark.
It's coming in at 9.2%, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, you can see it. Or not see. Only 9.2?
Only.
Nick is lighting his beer. Oh, maybe he's taking a picture.
Trying to see if you guys could see the light through it. That's how dark
it is. I couldn't. I could not see light through it.
There you go.
It is you could use it to black out your windows if you're one of those people that can't have any light in the morning coming through your windows.
Yeah. If you're missing Las Vegas and their blackout curtains, a coat of this will do the job. All right. I was not pleased with the aroma.
Uh-oh. Mm.
I am, however, pleased with the flavor and mouthfeel.
Okay. Oh.
What would you describe the aroma as?
Wet weeds.
Okay.
Like, but wet lawn.
Okay.
Wet lawn. That's a new one, but it's but it's a good descriptor, though. I know what you're saying, but I don't think I've heard anyone describe wet lawn with the beer.
You know that really damp vegetal
smell.
Yeah. Oh, someone's being chased.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear that through my microphone, or do you hear that at your house? Because
that's what I was wondering. Is this who's approximate? Yeah. Is that coming?
I think it sounds like they're in between our houses, so we might be getting double siren on the show here. You might be too close to my house that we're not properly socially distanced.
Oh, back up. Where's my pool noodle?
All right. So Nick has a, this is before released to,
am I doing more review?
Sure. This is before it gets released to the general public, Matt?
No, he got it last week. And when the show aired, it was released to the public.
It's not having an exclusive. So it's down there at the beer garden right now?
Yep.
All right. Culture. Reaper. All right. Who wants to start us off?
Culture?
Oh, Nick does. You spoke up.
I know. I figured. I don't know why they're just doing this now, but North Coast Brewing announces a beer club. And it's limited membership. Newsletter subscribers have first shot.
Newsletters are good.
But it's a beer club for vintage barrel aged lovers.
Oh.
And so each year you have the chance of getting a 500 milliliter bottle of Old Rasputin Imperial Stout, Old Stock Cellar Reserve, and then specialty barley wine and other offerings not available through distribution.
Oh,
so this might get me to do a beer club. Finally, I've never done a beer club before. It is $150 a year.
Ooh,
barley wine feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on filling my glass up with your barley wine.
You think they'll take song as payment?
Yes. Yeah. $150 American or two Paul songs. That's
all right.
Use discount code PerfectPour20.
Use discount code BeardedBrewer87.
You get two bottles per shipment three times a year.
All right. I guess if you're really into those beers, that's worth it. Seems kind of.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind a barrel aged Old Rasputin on its own is $20.
Okay. So.
$20 times 2 times 3.
Sounds like some Patreon money needs to be spent over there.
You're trying to tell me I already have it and I've already spent it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to save up. Keep us informed in case you do that. We want to know.
Oh, yes.
Be your first beer club.
Woo-hoo.
I thought about getting in on Lazy Dog has a beer club.
Nice.
I've often thought about it. Never hit on it though.
Have you ever seen a list of what you get in their releases?
Yeah, it's like they have their own can. They can their stuff now.
Oh, it's the house beers?
Restaurant. Yeah, the restaurant's house beers. They can them now. Now, since during this COVID, I don't know if it was brought on because of COVID or they were going to do it anyway, but. I mean, BJ's was has been canning their stuff for a couple of years now. So Lazy Dog is doing it now. And so if those beers are in there, then there's something else too. One of these days. Send us your call in with your beer club if you're a beer club member. We definitely need to get like one of those box.
Who was doing clubs. The Tavor kit?
Somebody, I think we got several listeners doing Tavor, but I forget. Or you're right. Somebody called in about their Tavor. We need to do that. Tavor, if you'd like to sponsor us, we want to send us some beer.
Well, we promise not the Sonic Bowman.
Oh no. We heard what you did to Sonic Foamer. Or no, Sonic Foamer, we've promoted that well.
Oh, that's
Sonic
right.
Foamer Sonic people Foamer should be pretty happy with this. It's the physics. Yeah, the physics people bit. Are like, man, we made a mistake giving those guys one of our physics.
Accounting department, we need to claim a loss for this year.
Who sent one of the perfect four? Who's responsible for that? Nobody? Oh, all of a sudden, nobody speaks up. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get if you're going to send us stuff. We might mention it for 10 seconds. We might trash it. Or we might completely forget to talk about it.
Oops. Like a certain bottle of wine sitting on my shelf.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people got that one because Dust Bowl sent us beers. It seemed like we're the only ones that Dust Bowl would send beers to, but that Dust Bowl sent out they're teaming up with EJ Gallo making a wine, and they sent that wine out with a couple of Choco Chuck lagers, which I just totally randomly have here. And I saw that actually pop up with a bunch of influencers.
I love gold.
There was several influencers had that same package that we got. So I was like, oh, they sent it to other people too.
Oh, man.
Just opened, as I said, Dust Bowl's Taco Truck Lager. It's good with your tacos. Something Matt has access to all the time. Taco Truck Tacos.
Taco Truck, bro.
What else, Nicholas?
Have you guys seen and or are excited about this new tropical torpedo from Sierra Nevada?
I think I've had that before. Is it new?
Have you had it already?
The one with the orange?
I've never seen it. Yeah. Very orange sunrise logo.
Had it.
Yeah.
But they got them in like 12 packs, right? I think there's 12 packs.
Yes, sir.
They're going all in. They're like, you love this.
You're going to love it.
12 pack.
It's a 12 pack. We know you want it.
You're all in on this.
There's no going back now.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a party and you're going to want it to be a tropical.
Yeah. Are you starting to feel cold because it's October? Let's have a tropical party.
Tropical. Are you saying you had it or you're just looking out?
No, I seen the picture and I was wondering about this. They just posted it yesterday on their Facebook.
Save Mart's ripe with it all. They got it's everywhere. It's like on the bread aisle,
sir.
It's on the Windex aisle. Whoa!
I love gold.
What was that?
Something boring.
Boring.
Is that a live call?
No. Sorry. That was a live.
Not a Dorktown call? No. Dorktown line?
Well, not.
That would have been cool to answer.
Hello? Hello? Wasn't someone expecting someone to pick up? I did do that once on somebody was calling just to specifically leave a voicemail on Dorktown, and I actually picked up the phone. And they're like, what? We weren't expecting you to pick it up.
Guess what? You just got
dorked.
You just got dorked. Thank you. I was looking for an adjective. So here's my review on the Hazy Black IPA. I think the higher alcohol content gives it a certain malty sweetness that I like. Okay. But yet it's got a dank bitterness to it that plays well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 4.5. Would drink again.
Sweet. Is that 4.5 out of 5?
Out of 100.
No. Or out of 100? Okay, yeah. He has now punched his radio.
That is...
Yes.
Does a scale of 100 and uses 4.5. 4.75.
Yeah. I'm not an Untappd supporter, so I don't have half caps. I'm sorry. Or a quarter caps. I must stay within the traditional half.
I really like that beer too. When he was initially describing it, I was like, is that something that should exist? But he's like, oh, hold on. He's like, I've had experience with this beer before. And he went a little deeper in depth. And I was like, ooh, that sounds really good. And the couple times I've tried it, it's been very dangerous because it's easy drinking. And it's, as it is described, it's an easy drinking Imperial Black IPA. It's on the hazy side. So it's not. It's pretty balanced without tasting like syrup.
Yeah. Any higher in alcohol, I think it would have gone full syrup. But I think he found the sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
The haze is not overwhelming me. I don't know.
Maybe because you can't see it.
Maybe it's a visual.
Mm-hmm. It's all in your head, man. This hazy hate, your haze hate is in your head, dude.
It haze hates in my head. Or yeah, it's just dark enough. I'm like, I could pretend this is a stout and I'm fine.
Because on a scale of 1 to 5 of haze, it's 98. So
98 haze points.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a lot.
You used to call that nice SRM
bitterness in there. The bitterness keeps it from being too soft and pillowy.
I think he should throw in some marshmallows. I haven't had it, but yeah. I'm just saying. I feel like marshmallows are needed.
Marshmallows. Make it a campfire stop. Sure. Campfire hazy black IPA.
Hear that? That was a ghost. It's a ghost whistling.
Oh, man. The ghost of podcast past. Come back to haunt us.
So, just so people have a full description of it. Can you shush?
It's Matt's cat.
Pay attention to me.
She has her dinosaur, so she's fine. It's a New England-inspired Imperial Black IPA. It has Kvik ale yeast. It features some Citra Mosaic and a Galaxy, but it's a low 45 IBU. It says lots of hop aroma and flavor with slight roast characteristic. Sweetness and complexity balances high alcohol to make it scary, easy to drink.
Uh-oh. Are you scared, Nick?
I am scared.
but I support his beers that he makes. They're a little, what I'm trying to say is they round out the profile.
How's Fortiter coming along? Fortiter Brewing. The tap room update.
Different Matt.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is Matt Bolden that works for Tioga. You're talking about Matt Vaught, which doesn't work for Tioga.
Oh.
Not working for Tioga.
So and many Matts. We are the number one podcast for Matt, so no podcast has more Matts involved.
Last I heard on Fortiter is they have a dirt lot.
Yes. Woo! We can go party on the lot. Woo! My Fortiter Brewing.
And he has some pilot system stuff that he's able to R&D on.
So he can just out there in the dirt lot. He just got his system out there, and he's like, just exactly. put up a little sign, Fortiter Brewing, and it's exactly. It's outside, so he doesn't have to worry about COVID and stuff.
It's like a pop up pumpkin patch.
Yeah,
like one day that's Linus empty,
is,
and the next
Linus
day
just on the other side of the lot, and some pumpkins. He's going to show. He's coming. Don't give up hope. Greg Pumpkin's going to be here, Matt. He's coming.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, Lions. What else?
That's it for me.
Okay. Matt.
Some San Diego breweries are making some moves on facilities that had closed down. There was a defunct brewery called Iron Fist Brewing.
Ooh. Did Iron Fist shut down? Did I know that?
Yeah.
So
what are the chances World Market still has some of their beers?
Yeah. Don't worry. Still very active at Cost Plus. Oh. Notification.
But a certain brewery you have heard of is possibly going to swoop on the location. It comes in at 13,850 square feet. It's in Vista, so equipped with a 15-barrel brew house, a canning line, admin offices, a dual room, indoor tasting space, and outdoor patio. And it's being looked at by Peer Project.
Oh, oh my, oh my.
And so
Peer Project's going to throw down.
Peer Project says that they'd be looking to keep their current brewing facility and their satellites, but this could help them grow and have more ownership of a brewing facility. Mm-hmm. So
cool. Just don't go anymore, guys. Don't do the thing where you get out overstretch. Keep it where you're at. We can't have Peer Project getting over their skis.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
cool. It is, and it isn't a lot of room. If you're really smart with how you plan, that's a lot of room. But I mean, it sounds like it's already kind of set up. But yeah, we wish we had more space. So it's a good move for them.
Is Tioga? Are you? Is there any place left to put a tank, or are you fully tanked out? As they say in the industry, tanked out. Are you tanked out? Oh, you guys tanked out here? Oh, man, too bad.
I think the goal's always kind of been, let's get the brew system kind of sorted out. with getting it updated and more efficient and stuff like that. And then it's kind of navigating which route. Do we want to keep bottles? Do we want to go all cans? And I think that's where it really is. I think if we didn't do bottles, we wouldn't need a bottling machine. Mm-hmm. And that would mean that we would have empty space.
Free up
space.
So
one could make, you know.
Well, Nick was saying.
You could make a conclusion from there.
Ah, interesting. Well, Nick was saying there's a can shortage till like 2025 or something. So, you know, I don't know if you want to get rid of that bottling line just yet. But if you feel confident in your cans, then go ahead.
I touched on the subject before. There is always packaging companies that are fighting for your business, and now people will just be able to call them on their bus. Say, hey, you really do want my business? We really want to give you business, but this is what I need.
So I need no brown M&Ms. Number one.
Also on Next Door, they're asking if anybody knows of a fax machine location. That was the right. Notification that just came in. So if feel free to write into the show. Let us know where your nearest fax machine location is. I will report back to this person.
Yes, I'm guessing Kinko's still has a fax. Next Door is really gotten out there. I was like, you don't know what's going to happen on Next Door now.
Does anyone know where a good burger place is?
I'd say our P.O. box is probably the closest thing to me that you could probably fax something out from. Because FedEx Kinko's is West, Fresno, Clovis, and River Park.
But, well, most printers have a fax, but then that means you have to have a phone line.
Yeah, what are those?
They're very cool. Super hip, hipster. It's very hipster to have a phone line. Home phone.
And then on smaller acquisition news, much smaller, very, very, very small. There's an indoor space that comes in at 300 square feet devoted solely to brewing and cold storage space, which I don't know how you have cold storage and brewing in 300 square feet.
Well, I can get several Mr. Beer kits in that space.
And it has an abundance of patio space, which is a big positive for the current situation of the climate. But there was on the side of Escondido Feed and Pet Supply, there used to be Escondido Brewing. How that name was never taken, I don't know how. But they have a 1.5-barrel system, so good for pilot beers. And in May, decided to go ahead and close. And they were considered the smallest brewery in San Diego County, by the way. But they're saying that the owner, Evan Smith, was having a casual chat about his vacant brewery space with an associate of somebody from Carlsbad. Any guesses?
Carlsbad. Right at the tip of my tongue. Coronado.
No.
Damn it. Such a loser.
Burgeon Beer.
Burgeon.
Oh, really?
Who suggested that Burgeon would be the foremost choice to occupy the brewery and patio. And they agreed.
We concur.
You have a brewery. You would be awesome here. And they go... Yes.
You know what? I would be. Well, hey, that's two to Pure, and then those guys, that's two solid expansions there.
Mm-hmm. And they will call the venue the Oasis and operate it as a patio brewery and beer garden. Or, sorry, pilot brewery and beer garden. Patio pilot.
Experimental beers.
So, yeah, two good shifts for two good breweries. It's unfortunate that we lost some, but at least they didn't just become a... I don't know what would be the equivalent of something that's not
grocery outlet. Like everything. Another grocery outlet.
They didn't become a vape shop or something.
Vape. Vaping in the years.
Spirit Halloween.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Is that what you got? Yeah, more?
I'm serious about writing in about the fax machine thing. I think people should know where those are accessible.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, help that person out. Yeah.
What about the Office Depot?
They're not open late though. It sounds like they need to fax
something tonight.
They need to fax right now. They got a big
needed.
Fax at midnight.
24-hour Kinko's is all you got there.
Yep. You got to find that Kinko's. Yeah, dust off the fax machine.
Shaking off the rust.
Well, if you guys are caught up, I mean, I can't believe Nick didn't make this announcement, but, you know, you see things differently, so I don't know. It's pretty exciting because a lot of people are waiting on this and waiting for me to say this, and it's that time of year, guys. So I'm gonna go ahead. Got a big announcement here. Oh, am I getting background music for it? It's officially stout season. Welcome to stout season, guys. Open up the doors. Come on in.
Sir, that was a holiday made up by the Hallmark Company to sell more cards.
It's officially stout season, guys. Welcome. Enjoy yourselves for the next few months before the light hazies come back. But right now,
sir, I've been here all year.
Now come on in. The season just started. Figure it out. The society is celebrating stout season by releasing the Butcher in 12-ounce cans.
Wow. Way to spoil looking out for.
Well, you can still look out for
it. I can still look out for it. Okay, we're good.
So, you know, congrats, everyone.
Congrats, you made it.
Enjoy
this
the
pandemic.
You've made it to stout season. I mean, who would have thought you still would have been deep into this pandemic during beginning of stout season?
Level 10 of Jumanji is stout season.
Yep.
You must survive all the stouts.
So that's all I had to say.
Wow. Feelings are hurt.
Yep. There's only one season for it.
Call me tonight and leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Beep, 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 beep. The listener, can be on the show if you want. If that's something you're into. You like doing 5-minute podcast or 3-minute podcasts? You like calling in the shows and telling the host things? Do you like to write emails? We're here for you. You can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. You can call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. Or you can record something on your smartphone and send it to us. We enjoy listening to podcasts. We're like a podcast incubation podcast incubator. So if you got a little 3-minute idea for a podcast, we're here for you. We'll listen to it. Right now, though, we're going to start with traditional voicemails and see what we got.
Good morning, guys. Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
I wanted to say hello. See how you're doing. Got some pretty big news for you guys. This morning, Friday, is my last day at the evil empire that is the Reyes Beverage Group.
Ooh.
It's been a fun run. I just can't really do it with these guys anymore. So, breaking news. Starting Monday, I will be the new head of sales for There Does Not Exist here in San Luis Obispo.
Oh!
You guys can find some cans right now. There Does Not Exist in the Fresno area. And then on the 19th, I will be doing a tap takeover at the Goldsteins. Hope to see you guys out there if you're going out in this Rona climate. But, yeah. Hope to see you guys soon and, keep up the good work. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye. Tony Bags, a new experience. Will now be representing Bear Does Not Exist. Have you had that beer, Matt and Nick?
No.
Oh. Tap takeover coming to Goldstein's. Looking out for that.
Cool.
Well, congrats, Tony. And his previous company was the infamous podcast battles Tony Bags had, and now he doesn't have to catch shit for it anymore.
Do you know that Bert is a fan of their setup and stuff that they do? So,
all right, Bert.
I have heard of him. Just haven't been there.
Next time you go to Slow. You gotta do it up.
But it doesn't exist, so how do we find it?
But it's
no,
a bear.
It does exist. But
yeah, bears don't.
There isn't a location does not exist. So you
but
go
I
into
go there.
So you go into nowhere is where you
but
go.
How do I go there if it does not exist?
No, once you get to the about the area, then you go in nowhere, and then you're in nowhere.
I don't want nowhere. I want there.
You can't go there. You can go nowhere.
Oh. I was looking forward to there.
You just
I mean, nowhere will do. When did there leave? We try. What can I say?
It worked a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. 28
What's
days
up, Paul?
Sober here.
Oh, my God. It's almost
I
over.
I have to say this is very enlightening on a lot of levels. I would recommend it to anybody who drinks a lot of beer super consistently. Just because, I mean, if you're willing to take a deep look at yourself. The only reason I say that, no. I don't know. I mean, it's like you got a lot of ups and downs. Like at first, after about a week, I feel like you're start riding a real nice sober high, like you just feel really clear and energetic. But then there are those days where you don't feel so good, maybe you don't feel so emotionally good, and normally you would grab a beer, but you can't, and you have to just sit with whatever uncomfortable feelings you have. And at least in my case, it makes me realize that I used alcohol as a crutch more than I thought I did.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's something that I enjoy. I enjoy beer and I enjoy alcohol. So I guess my attitude is I don't want to blow it. I don't want to become like my dad who just had to become sober completely, you know, go to AA and all that. Like, so I kind of feel like, you know, test yourself. Give yourself a break sometimes. I'm not telling anybody else what to do. Fuck it. I mean, I'm just saying for myself, I think it's a good thing to, like I said, it's enlightening. It's, you know, I would love it if I could just kind of be a little more disciplined about it. And that's my goal, to test myself and see if I can have beer sporadically and not all the fucking time. And if I can't do that, then I guess I have a bigger issue than I thought I did. Whatever, you know, like I said, I am not judging anybody else's habits because I definitely have drank a shit ton of beer in my life, and I intend to drink a shit ton more beer, but just hopefully not quite as much as I was drinking. Anyway, pardon me if I sounded preachy or lame. That's what happens when you're sober for 28 days. You get kind of preachy and lame. I want to wish everybody a happy, spooky Halloween. And, yeah, I love you guys. And keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers. That's a good way to think about it, Paul. That I like the thought about, you know, instead of figuring out a way to be healthy with it and not have to go all the way and just go into AA and never drink again, just to be able to, like, hey, you basically prove it to yourself, like, I have control over this. I can, nothing's bad is happening. I can enjoy beer and I can turn it on and off. So congrats to Paul, because it looks like, you know, I want to jinx it, but he's going to make it. Sober October.
He's going to make
31 days. I mean, geez, that isn't flipping accomplishment. So I want to hear about Paul's first beer. I think Paul's done this. I think we've heard Paul do this before, but I'm ready to hear about Paul's first beer in November. And so that's our traditional voicemail. Let's check out what we've been emailed. Okay. Oh, we have got that issue last week. We had to shut Chew down because he had done, he went over the 2 limit. So we had to shut him down. So I'm going to play what he meant to do last week. And we'll see if he see if he stays within still this week.
What a little treat here with shout-outs, Holmes. This shout-outs, again, it's easy, Holmes. October shout-outs were very, very easy, I say. So this week's shout-out goes out to the Dodgers, Holmes. Why? Because they're in the World Series. They beat the Braves. It was an amazing series. Went to Game 7, and they did it, Holmes. So now we're in a World Series. Game 1 has happened. We won that one. I think it was 8-1 or 8-2. They're doing great. Mookie Betts actually tied one of the records for a World Series. 2 bases stolen in the same inning. The last person to do that was in 1921 by the name of Babe Ruth, Holmes. So that's how crazy this is. Mookie Betts, an amazing player. Corey Seager, Bellinger, Turner, Kershaw threw amazingly that first series of the World Series, the first game. Everybody's pulling their own weight. Muncy, Mad Max Muncy, one of my favorite players right now from the Dodgers. Everyone's doing great. So my prediction is going to be a sweep, Holmes. By Friday, I should be celebrating, and I might break my sober October and enjoy some beers that day. But if I do, I'll carry over a day over to November. This is Chew Your Beer. This has been
Shout Out.
Chew. That was meant for last week. We had to shut him down. The Dodgers won. Spoiler alert, the Dodgers won. Dodgers are world champions of the world.
I haven't watched it yet.
Hold on. I had the whole season, the Dodger season on yeah. TiVo. I'm about to watch it.
I was getting ready to watch it.
Just happy it's over. My feed was one of two things. It was, thank goodness they won. And the other part of it was, it was only 60 games. It
damn
doesn't
it.
Really count.
Oh, those are the Giants fans.
Doesn't count. Asterisk.
Oh, yeah? If it was that easy, then why didn't you win? That's what you say to that.
Yo, 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 what's going on, my people? It's Jazz. What? So it's been a minute since we last chatted. Huh. Anyways, I'm here to talk to you guys about an idea.
Uh-oh.
So, first of all, I'm going to tell you how I spawned the idea, and then I'll tell you what the actual idea is. So, you know, the Zoom Virtual community has been going pretty strong for a while now. Every Friday, we get together for some drinks, for some shenanigans. But out of that, there have been some pretty good beer trades that are occurring. I've been able to enjoy some really good stuff from the East Coast, the Midwest, Southeast, and of course, Southern Cal and the West Coast. But so initially we started sharing the Zoom digits through Untappd, and Untappd is just not a good platform for especially communicating with a lot of people. It just doesn't work very well. So this is where the idea comes in. Why not use the Discord server that you guys have set up for the Golden Gods and open that up to the Perfect Pour community and dedicate a channel for beer trades and Zoom get-its and whatnot. This would make it far easier to communicate the digits that I'm sure everyone's dying for. And as a bonus, it would enable the Zoom get-it community to continue to grow, which would be freaking awesome. All right, yo. Let me know what you guys think of my idea. Put it out for a vote. And,
let's go!
Let's go!
Peace.
We just got kicked off Spotify, just so you know. Thank you, Jazz, Portland. The Virtual Get-It's crew people been great. It's been really awesome. They've been pretty much keeping that up through the whole pandemic. Jazz's idea for there is a channel on our on the thing
Discord.
Thank you, Matt. On the Discord for trades. Nobody uses it, but it's there. But the Discord is for Golden Gods. So basically, Jazz is saying open up Discord for everyone, which I know it's a premium feature for Golden Gods. So I don't know, man. I feel like there isn't enough stuff for the Golden Gods anyway. So it's basically like taking a privilege, not away, but like, you know, it's like, oh no, everybody, not even everyone's in this damn Discord now. Used to be so nice and quiet.
Everyone.
So I don't know. I guess put that out there to the Golden Gods. If you could do it anonymously and vote, but something to ruminate about. Remember, Fridays, Virtual Get It. Anybody can be a part of it. You got to message one of us or Jazz or Chew Beer, just the ants, somebody that you know is in there involved and get the info.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? This is Colin.
Or Colin and Janine.
And we just left Blue Moon Brewing Company, a little tiny...
Don't be
a
hater, Mike.
Small brewing company in River North.
I wanted to taste what a hazy, pale gold tasted like.
They won gold for their hazy, and when we got there...
They were all fucking out of it.
It was gone. Sun's again. So anyway, they had one that said tasted just like it. I don't think it
Paul Ryan's will drink anything.
Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I thought it was pretty good.
All right, so we have like a microcosm event happen here that brought on some insight on my part as to some things that may happen. Okay, so do you ever get that crowler of that beer at that brewery that you were like, oh my God, I have to have the crowler of that?
And then you get home, and when you open it, you're like, that doesn't taste anything like I remember it tasting. In fact, it's not even that good.
You're like, why did I ever want to get this beer?
Yeah, why did I want a crawler of this beer?
Okay, so let's break this down to a shorter, like more, like time condensed event. So we get there, we get taster, of
we got nine tasters.
We got nine tasters, and they're all good. And
but there was this one that stood out.
It was to die for.
It is called Peter Piper.
Peter Piper Chili Pineapple Pale.
Pineapple Pale.
It was fucking so good. We were like, oh.
Pineapple Pepper Pale.
We had a wrestling match on the floor over this beer. And so it was really good, right? So we eat our burgers and all that stuff. We finish the flight and everything's good. And we decide that we're going to have one full pour each. And so we each get
the Peter Piper.
Yeah. We're like, that's it. That's the beer. Well, guess what happens?
It doesn't taste nearly as good as it did in the taster. The
pour is not as good as the taster.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I could barely finish the full pour.
So it's kind of weird. So I'm thinking to myself, well, it's the same tap, the same dishwasher, same class. Like, there's no difference. But it was just the format of the beer that changed the flavor, or maybe it was the bigger, you know, the opener.
So we notice this a lot of times when we have a taster of something and we're like, wow, that's amazing. Let's get a crowler of that to take home. And then when we get home, we try it. We're like, wow, that sucks.
Right. So you throw in a little oxidation. You throw in improper canning technique. Of course, there's no way you can do it like a machine. Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting to see what you guys thought about that entire thing. We had a great meal, though.
And shout out for our great state who took the second most awards home.
Oh, second, huh?
GABF.
That's nice.
What's up, bitches?
But if you go per capita, we're the best.
The best, because you guys have too many people, and we decided
the best. Well, that's true.
You guys are fuckers.
Ooh. So,
anyway, just thought about
tasters, really
growlers, full pours.
Colin and his friend Dennis actually sat there and was like, ooh, look at that winner. Ooh, look at that winner. What?
Well, yeah, YouTube had it live. You could watch it live. We actually watched it live.
So his wife and I, Anna and I, we watched Magic Mike instead.
Yep. Yeah, that's better.
And that was way better.
Actually, I kind of have to agree. It was better. But, like, you know, we got to cheer for our favorite guys. Anyway, we're a little bit over. So, you guys
keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Bye. Thanks, Colin and Janine. Yeah, I don't know what would happen from the brewery to coming home. How could it be that much different?
Setup. What was their setup at the brewery? What was the setup at home?
Yeah, it has to be set up.
Like, you sobered up?
Set up or sober up?
This sucks. One of the two.
At the brewery, woo!
At home, this sucks.
Yeah, what did they do before they had at the brewery? And then what happened in between them at the brewery and them coming home and opening up a beer? What happened there? Did they stop at Taco Bell on the way home?
Oh, too much hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Killed the palate.
Yeah.
Then went fire sauce.
Yeah, come on.
Fire.
What did you do after the brewery?
What's hotter, hot sauce or fire sauce?
Fire sauce.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
So you know.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Is that Scotty B?
I'm driving!
Scotty B!
That's right.
We forgot about Scotty B.
It's been a while. It's been a long, salty while. Let me tell you. Miss you guys.
Salty while.
But I haven't listened to the show in months.
Come on, dude.
Driven any considerable distance in months. But guess who's going up to Stockton? That's right. It's me. So I haven't seen Sweetums in person since before this plague started. And now I'm going up there. And I'm going to spend the weekend.
Well,
yep. And okay. I got a case of Zach's Brewing Tasty Brews to take with me, too. That's right. Brews.
Come on, dude. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to be drinking brews with Sweetums. Isn't that great? So, like I said, I haven't been listening to the show because I haven't been driving. And I have been listening to the most recent show just now for the past 20 minutes, half hour or more. Probably longer than that. And I wanted to say something about Chew. Chew left a voicemail saying, what should his November 1st beer be? Well, Chew, after hearing you describe just how happy you are and how great your life is, how well you're sleeping, how clear your mind is, and just how much better life is for you when you're not drinking beer, I don't think you should ever drink beer again.
Ooh.
That's my suggestion. On November 1st, have a glass of water. There you go. But
if you don't want to take that advice, because I want you to be happy, you know, and obviously not drinking beer is what makes you happy, but but if you want my advice on what should you drink, well, I don't know for a fact, but I believe that you have some aging chocotazo somewhere. I would say drink that. There you go. Drink a 2, 3, 4 year old chocotazo. That'll put a smile on your face. All right. Other than that, that's all I really got. So I still have like over half the show to listen to. And who knows? Oh, I have a question for the folks. So, I'm running out of time. So, hey, should I go back and listen to all the episodes from when I stopped listening? Or should I go backwards? Or should I just listen going forward and just try to make a lot of trips to the grocery store and stuff? Because I honestly, I can't listen unless I'm driving. I don't know why.
Come on.
I've tried.
You can figure it out.
Well, anyway, that's all I got. Keep up the great work. Love you. I'm driving.
Scotty B got it right in 2:59. We gotta figure out a system for Scotty B to listen without driving. I mean, he loves that driving. You should go back and listen go back to episode one, Scotty B. That's it. You stopped listening for too long. Now you gotta go start the series over from the beginning. That's my opinion. Love it. People can call in, tell Scotty B what he needs to do.
Yeah. Drink more beer.
Drink more beer. Still got some more voicemails.
What are the perfect poisons? Treat your beer, and I've been watching. Oh, it's funny that you guys brought that up last show. I've been watching Seinfeld on Hulu. Growing up, I didn't get the opportunity to enjoy it. The whole time I was always, when it came on, I was on my way out, man, to hook up with the hyena, as I said. So the only thing I remember is an episode called Man Hands. And that's the only episode that I watched from beginning to end.
She's got man hands.
I've been watching it on Hulu. I think I'm on season 8 or season 6, episode 8. Still haven't ran into that episode with Man Hands. My favorite character that I love to hate, George Costanza. My favorite character that I look forward to seeing is George's dad, homie, Jerry Stiller, rest in peace. A show about nothing.
You're saying you want a piece
gold,
of me?
Man, this show is amazing. That's it. So glad that it's on Hulu. Been watching this. Has been hilarious. Also waiting for The Mandalorian to hit Disney Plus. That's it. That's going to be awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about last week's show and my 3 voicemails. I apologize. I sent 3. The GABF, I totally forgot. I sent that one. That one was recorded on Wednesday or Thursday. So when I sent the other 2, I totally forgot about that one, which is fine. You held off on my shout outs and it worked out, homie. Dodgers are World Series champions. The Lakers are champions.
NBA champions.
And in 1988, they both did the same thing and they did a repeat for 2020, Holmes. So, in celebration of the Dodgers winning the World Series, I apologize, Paul, right now. I lasted 26 days of alcohol free for Sober October.
No.
But I could not celebrate with my Dodgers. I did do an honorable thing and did not drink during the game. I did wait till the end in case they didn't make it and there was going to be a game 7. So I waited till the end. At the end, when they did win, I did open a beer. I enjoyed nothing but L.A. beers last night, Holmes, in celebration of my Dodgers. Hey, so they won, Holmes, and I'm in such a happy mood, Holmes, and back to the voicemails. That's it. So everything goes in full circle, Holmes. Reason being that there were 3 voicemails. Also, is because a week prior to that, Holmes, the only person that left voicemails was myself, and in actuality, I feel like I'm a fourth host of the Perfect Pour now, Holmes. I think you would agree, Mikey, Nick, and Matt. What do you guys say? The only time I did not call in was when I did the strike, and that strike was more of a bit for the podcast, Holmes. So I'm just creating content, I say.
Content creator.
What I'm going to do this month, the starting November, Holmes, as a bit or as more content for the Perfect Pour, is create more traffic, more callers, Holmes. Since the lack of callers are not calling in with so much information out there, Holmes, people are still drinking beers. New beers are coming out. Jim Fontana, Jim, calling in, and Janine not calling in. Florida Steve, the masses, homie, the masses of people that used to call in that don't as much. I want to create more content. So me being who I am, Holmes, and a very big person about the community, for the month of November, Holmes, for every week, the last caller that calls into the Perfect Pour will get two beers from Chew Your Beer. I'm not buying your voicemails, but I am buying more content for the Perfect Pour. So here you go. We got 4 weeks in the month of November. So for every week, somebody has the opportunity to win two beers from me, as long as your voicemail is the last voicemail at the end of that show. Ooh. So that's it, Holmes. Mic drop. I'm always here for the community, for the Perfect Pour. What else can I do, homie? That's how I work. I come up with crazy shit and I make it happen. I had a list. Let me find my goddamn list, because last thing I want to do is call again and then you guys won't play. Seinfeld, Hulu, why I sent the voicemails, November giveaway, last caller, homie.
Is that Moleskine you're checking?
That's how I do it, homie. That's how Chew Your Beer works, and that's why I'm the fourth host of the Perfect Pour podcast. That's it. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out like Kramer.
Oh, Chew has got it. We've got a November contest from Chew. You'd be that last voicemailer. So just so you know, basically, I mean, sometimes you got to get it in by Tuesday, but usually if you get it in by 10 p.m. Wednesday, I know it's Friday morning right now, but yeah, the voicemail line shuts off at 10 p.m. Wednesday Pacific time, pretty much. So there you go. If you want, I'm just giving you a little tip, pro tip, in case you're wanting to get in that one, trying to get that Chew Your beer. All right, we got one more voicemail before we chug on.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corbett.
What's up, Wazoo?
Hey, so I was checking in a beer on Untappd last night, and, you know, I was just holding my phone, and I tapped the button that says trending beers. Mm-hmm. I've never really paid much attention to that or a couple other things on the front page there, but I hit that, and the beers that came up, one of them I didn't recognize, and from what I understand, this is a local kind of trending beers to near you, what people are checking in. Yep. And so I clicked on it to see what it is, and then I was like, oh, what's that brewery? I haven't heard of them before, and clicked on that, followed it to the brewery, and a brewery called Movement Brewing, which is a new brewery in Sacramento that opened up about a month ago. Nice. So, you ever found a brewery on accident, threw much attention to that or a couple other things on the front page there, but I hit that, and the beers that came up, one of them I didn't recognize, and from what I understand, this is a local kind of trending beers to near you, what people are checking in. And so I clicked on it to see what it is, and then I was like, oh, what's that brewery? I haven't heard of them before, and clicked on that, followed it to the brewery, and a brewery called Movement Brewing, which is a new brewery in Sacramento that opened up about a month ago. So, you ever found a brewery on accident through Untappd? Because I think that's what I just did. So now I've got a plan in place to go there either Saturday before the trick-or-treating happens, and or Sunday for a little brunch taco action. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you informed. My local area last year had their first Brew Fest, and obviously can't really do the Brew Fest this year. So they did kind of a Brew Fest at home in a box. And so we get, my wife picked that up earlier today, and I'll get to tear into it. So I'll get you guys know what's in that box for next week. Basically, it's kind of, you know, sampling cups and some beers and some snacks, but you know, something to support the local Chamber of Commerce and do that. But kind of interested to see what kind of beers they'll throw in there. Anyway, you guys keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento.
He's doing the new trend. He just goes, Sacramento. So if this was next week, Wazoo would be winning the beer from Chew. So just so you know, that's how it would work. Jesus H. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks everyone for calling in. Robust voicemails this week.
Oh, I love gold.
Opening up a new beer, and this is from, pretty sure it's from Wazoo. All right, shit. And hopefully I don't have the corona. Juice with Benefits. Hazy double IPA from Moxa.
Yes.
Yes. What are you doing over there, Matt? It's just all kinds of bumping and knocking. Matt's getting a lot of shit done. He's multitasking.
Duct taping his cat to the wall so he stops.
I'm still peeling paint off the desk.
He's staining his desk while he's on the podcast. Desk.
Well, you know how sometimes tape pulls paint off things? Well, Gorilla Tape is really good at pulling latex paint off of stained wood, which is what I wish my desk was still. Well, I mean, it's becoming stained again because the paint is going away.
Pro tip, use Gorilla Tape. By the way, this Juice with Benefits is delicious, and it is juicy. So sorry you're missing this, Nick.
I what I hear is it's terrible, and you're wasting your time.
Nope. I'm glad to have this one to myself.
Mine.
Nick, what are you looking at?
I could be
for?
There in 5 minutes, sir.
Don't. Oh, geez. Better not build it up too much.
Yeah. I brought my glass. Give me something to put in it.
Give me some beer to put in it. Nick, are you looking out for something?
Yeah. Huh? Spoiled my butcher.
Oh, man. So that's how you start your stout season, huh?
Thanks a lot.
That's how you want to start stout season?
I mean, if a stout appears coincidentally at the beginning of November, I'm not going to turn it down. Mm-hmm. Just saying, like, November's another month to drink stouts in.
Oh, the beginning of stout season. Yeah, you're right.
If you remember correctly, the only time it's not stout season is the week of Labor Day weekend from September. Every other week in the year is stout season. Mm. So 51 weeks out of the year is stout season. Mm. The only time you get a break is the Labor Day week. Mm. That's the rules.
So other than that society?
Yeah, other than that, I want to say early cheers to Corey Bostwick. member of the Porum for pointing out that Urban Roots has a barrel-aged bourbon, bourbon-aged imperial stout called Demon's Run. There are three variants of this beer. So there is the bourbon barrel-aged, coconut vanilla, and what's the last one? I cannot see it. Let's see. Coconut vanilla and Night Will Fall.
Night Will.
Oh, okay. So there's two Demon's Run. Two of them, Demon's Run Barrel Aged, Demon's Run Barrel Aged Vanilla, and then Night Will Fall Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. Three beers being released this weekend by Urban Roots.
Man, those don't sound like Urban Root beers.
I know. I bet they're hazy somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it yet. They're going to fuck it up.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll make it
hazy. How are we going to haze that? Oh, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
I'm just listening to Matt's how much progress Matt is making on his desk.
Microphone should be muted. I don't know why it's putting out sounds.
That was it, Nick?
That was my looking out for.
All right. Matt, you're looking out for anything.
What you guys should be looking out for, which is 19.2 ounce cans from Tioga Sequoia. What I have here on the camera is a General Sherman IPA.
Uh-huh. Had it.
In 19.2 ounce?
Oh, 0.2.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I'll
that won't fit my hops.
Will it fit in the hopsolator?
Will not fit.
Hopsolator. No, it's not a 24 ounce.
not gonna do it.
Not gonna do it. Can I find those in Save Mart?
Soon.
Nice.
Total Wine exclusive, sir.
Total Wine exclusive.
That's right. They're going to force you to go to Total Wine finally.
Nope.
I saw you guys had a pretty, you had your own little beer fridge on an end display in Save Mart at the Melbourne Save Mart. Had its own little fridge. And I was like, wonder if I can get this fridge. How many reps have their own little fridge at home?
Wow. Just going to show up with a hand truck. Hey, you used to be Toga. Supermarket industry.
Oh, yeah. I know how to handle a hand cart.
Yeah. Just walk in there one day and be like, oh, this needs
I'll just repairs. Wear some Tioga gear.
Just a hoodie.
Yep. They're like, nah, I'm Tioga, bro.
Yeah, we put on everything Tioga that this, you own.
Yep.
Put just, on like a t-shirt like and a hoodie.
Three, four different eras of Tioga merchandise all together in one outfit.
Like put a bottle opener, a key ring on your keys and hang it out of your pockets.
So yeah.
Dangling out.
No. Industry business. What's going on? Industry business. All right.
Put Tioga stickers all over your hand cart.
I got. Can't you see the modulator and this refrigerator is going out? It's going to cause a whole big mess back here.
Do you want that? We got brownout problems already because of the fire. Yeah,
come on. I got to take this in. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm industry. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
Jake said it was cool.
Jake, you know Jake, right? Jake?
You know Jake, right? Jake hasn't worked there for 3 years now.
Yeah, well, he said it's cool. So, I'll be taking this out. We'll get it. We'll get it fixed. I'll bring it back. Yeah.
Mike Cruz, Kevin,
Name drop, name drop, name drop.
Name drop, name drop. I know Matt Vaught. He works at Tailgate
Subway. I know Matt Vaught, buddy.
I know Matt Vaught. He said it's cool.
What about a 19.2-ounce Mexican chocolate Yeti?
Whoa. Ooh, in a can?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Focus.
Look at focus.
Oh. It's a Mexican blanket the can art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. I might have to make an adapter for my hopsulator for that one.
Faction and adapter.
They're made by Brewmates. They come in all sizes.
Yeah, but Mikey bought me the 24
ounce. Yeah, but I bought the worst one. The least useful one. I was like, what do you got in least useful? Oh, we got this 24. That's when nobody buys it. Yeah, three of those.
I think you could actually pour liquids into it. Without having to put a can in it.
You could.
Wait a minute. This is a game changer now. Okay, I'm in.
You didn't think about that?
If you're in trouble and you don't have any clean glassware, it will work. I wonder if it keeps it cool like a Yeti would, though. I guess I'll have to try it out. It is
insulated.
It is
insulated. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a Yeti without a lid.
I wonder if Yeti lid would fit on there.
It's like the Suzuki Samurais of cups.
Ah, yes. Most versatile. I don't know if you guys have been on the Yeti website, but if you go to their
every day,
Cancun,
I check their blog
every day.
What new Yeti thing have they posted?
No.
What new Yeti merchandise can I not afford?
They have the can they use for their demonstration is Sierra Nevada pale in a 12 ounce can.
Oh, did they hide that or could you tell like, it's 12 ounce here?
No, it's like sitting tell. Right They're next to the hide Yeti it. Koozie. It's prominently displayed right next to, it's not even in the koozie. Like they show the koozie and they show the can of beer.
This is a beer that koozie. Could go in there. We're not going to do it. But it could be. Seems like a good beer to have in a koozie.
That'd be the beer you put in the koozie. Mm-hmm.
That was it, Matt. Nick and Matt, you guys are good looking outs? You're good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Cellamaker Brewing Company has one called
Radio. There's one we haven't had for a while.
Yeah. Radio Edit. It's a hazy pale. And it's definitely a label buy because it's got cassettes all over the label. Different looking cassettes all over the label. So I'm just like, and Cellamaker is a good brewer. So I want it for the studio.
I want it.
I'm looking out for it. Modern Times and North Park Brewing Company have collabed the beer called Fun with Numbers, a 7.3 West Coast IPA, Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, and Strata. But it doesn't look like it's going to be out to distribution. It looks a little taproom exclusive-y, so I'm not sure, but hopefully it gets out there. Because Modern Times in North Park and Citra and Mosaic, those are good, sound like good combinations to me. Not about you guys. Nobody's opened up a new beer or anything.
Ooh, I still got me a crowler.
Oh, yeah, you got a crowler.
Knight Rider.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. It's a better car, the Back to Future DeLorean or the Knight Rider car?
Ooh, I'm sticking with DeLorean.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, good time and try.
Great.
Once the Mr. Fusion is on there. Because without Mr. Fusion, then you got to find plutonium.
Yeah. It's at every corner drugstore in 2020.
So the DeLorean with the Mr. Fusion kit with a modification on it. I mean, it's not original anymore. And once it's like, Doc put that Mr. Fusion on there.
You just recycle your cans easier is all you want to do.
And notice how he emptied out the beer can, the liquid from the beer, poured the liquid from the beer can, and then threw the beer can in. Like, couldn't you should have just thrown the beer can in with the liquid. Come on, Doc.
No. That's not how it works. Separate liquid from solid.
He was recycling properly.
Yeah.
Open up your untaps, everyone listening. If you have an untap, even if you don't, just open up somebody else's untap and look at it.
Ooh, let's pick a random stranger. Let's see who we got.
Random stranger. Oh, okay. I'll look through my notifications. See somebody that liked one of my check-ins. We'll check them out. Steve Doors. Steve is SC Doors on Untappd. Let's see what Steve is drinking from second shift to Cat Spit Stout.
Cat Spit Beaver.
He's drinking a KBS. Uh-oh. Not supposed to drink Founders anymore, guys. KBS Maple Mechanica Fudge. His jig and absence of light, peanut butter, chocolate milk. So, see, Steve knows it's stout season. He's into it. He's like, yeah, stout season. I'm all stouts. That's three straight stouts. Let's see if we can go four. Oh, he got a brown ale.
Close enough. We'll allow it.
we'll allow it. Yeah, Steve's up your alley there with the stouts. Matt, were you untapping this week? Do you remember beers you had this week?
I did not record anything this week.
Document, man. Always be documenting.
But I've had some facelift pale ale. I've had some Zorro Lager. General Sherman's, Double Dry Hops, all in the Tioga family. Well,
sounds like you need a paycheck to be happening real soon. You got a lot of in-house beers going on here.
When they're affordable, I know what I'm getting into, and it's what I want. That's just what happens. Let's see. There was an Urban Roots Allagash collab. It was called Virtual Connection. It was a Belgian style pale ale. It was actually really good.
You shared it Belgian style
with Bert. He invited me over. He's not too far from my house, and we already work together, so it's within the bubble.
Work bubble.
So we got to hang out in his patio and share a couple beers, and he made some smoked pulled pork, and it was fantastic. So, washed it down with a couple
maybe
beverages.
Maybe he can give Chew Your Beer some tips on how to make some smoked pork.
There was a beer that Chew had given us. I can't remember the name of it, but that was also enjoyed that evening. It was an IPA. There was a third beer. I can't quite remember it off the top of my head, but I was clearing out the fridge and we got to go enjoy some beverages.
Beverages.
Cool. Now is that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to make up anything, so.
Make up some beer.
I had some really cool beer. Beer that you guys don't know about because they're like really cool. I have a girlfriend in Canada too.
You haven't heard of it yet.
Yeah. There's no way you guys heard of this beer. It's pretty raw.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Nick.
I don't think I had any beers last night.
What, you were with Chew and Paul?
No, I had alcohol, just not beer.
Oh, okay. That doesn't count then.
Yeah.
Liquor is quicker.
Uh-huh. Wine is fine, but liquor is quicker. So let's see what Manny G is doing on Untappd.
All right. For your segment, let's see what Manny G has.
Random pull. Mm-hmm. He's at a Stone Enjoy by 10/31/20. 4.25 stars. A Relay IPA from Thorn Brewing Company. Hazer's Gonna Haze.
Hazer's Gonna Haze, man.
Yeah. House IPA at Yard House.
That's a Humble Sea is just like, like, Hazer's Gonna Haze, man. We're Humble Sea.
Hazer's Gonna Haze. This sounds like you guys. Virtual Future from Modern Times.
I think I had that.
Yeah. Just clever name. And River Trip from Allagash Brewing.
Allagash. Allagash White.
Allagash.
Everyone just gushes about Allagash White. And it's like, you know, it's a Belgian, right?
Do you know you're drinking Belgian? Yeah.
Belgian
yeast. That's just so damn evil.
There's one thing I hate. It's the Dutch.
It's the Dutch.
That is the Nick 80 on Untappd. Follow him to see what he's not doing.
Yeah.
Just keep refreshing the Nick 80's Untappd feed. See? Yeah.
There must be something wrong with your Wi-Fi. You're like,
oh man, I gotta shut the app down and turn it back on.
Yeah. Or
when was
the last time you restarted your phone, bro?
Yeah. On my Untappd, Mikey Topor or Dorktown, if you want to search for that. Right now, my beers, which used to be the Uniques, but then Untappd changed it to just beers. But my Uniques.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this a while ago. Check-ins are total number of, you know, beers you've checked into, and then beers on the right are your Uniques, but they just call it beers. I don't know why. It's dumb. But here's my number right now for my Uniques. 2,222. 2222222.
Yeah. Do not drink anymore.
I can't check in.
Start
anymore.
A whole Uniques. New Untappd.
I can't do Unique. Yeah, shut this one down. I made it to 2222. Damn. Yeah, I'm going to hate to have to lose that. Nobody's noticing it either. Cool. Nobody's like blowing up my comment section like, bro, I see those 2222s.
Yeah. Twos.
It's awesome, man. You're really cool. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody.
I'll take a screenshot while I'm thinking about it just so I have it. So I know and I can prove it to everyone.
Right.
But yeah. What I had a Ubedank. I've been all grocery store beers lately.
Yeah.
And New Glory Ubedank and Save Mart. Oh no, I did go to Total Wine. The first time I've been to Total Wine since the pandemic hit. And because I want to start Kolsching. I want to look at some European beers and start Kolsching. So I went big with like a very well-known Kolsch.
Like German. If you lost your sense of taste, you might have the coronavirus.
Oh, I got the Fru Kolsch from Fru. Gunnar Hofbauer Fru. Kolsch. Germany's Fru Brewing. This is like tentpole Kolsch beer. So
what does that mean?
It's like, you know, like it's bedrock, cornerstone, Kolsch. Okay. If you're gonna build a house of Kolsch, one of your cornerstones is gonna be a Fru.
And the epitome of.
Yeah. So it's good, man. It's like just what I want a Kolsch to be. I really enjoyed that.
So somebody asked you, what does Kolsch taste like? This is what you'd hand them.
Pretty much. I think so. So I enjoyed it. It's great day beer. Great day beer. And then that Harpoon I had earlier at the tailgate, the Rec League, that's also a great day beer. And that's kind of all I checked in this week. I was having a week check-in week. Oh, I had that little bit left of the Dust Bowl tomorrow's clear pails. Jeez. Oh, how did I not check that in? I think I took a picture of it. I just haven't put it in. Let me see. There's one that was really good. Oh, yeah. The Almanac Sea Change. It's a hazy IPA. That was a good beer. Got that at the market. So there you go. Oh, and man, I did not check. How did I not check these in either? The Carl Strauss and Society team up that Matt was looking out for this beer. It was at the market. Catch You on the Flip Side IPA.
Nice.
Carl Strauss and Society. I probably still at the market.
4 point. Carl Strauss collab.
Yeah.
But I was not as excited as the Society.
Yeah. It's still there. I don't know. It'll still be there this weekend. Oh, you were looking, Nick, you were looking for something I told you to look at the market for. What was that?
Yes. That Moonraker Yeast Bound and Down last week's show.
Yeah. I don't think I saw that there.
Oh man,
they have Moonraker. They have about six different Moonrakers, but they're kind of pricey. I
think you said there was a place in Madera that had.
Yeah, there's a gas station in Madera.
Yeah,
not lots. They don't have lots. They were the only ones that had it for Moonraker in the whole area. Yeah.
Okay.
But now that the market gets Moonraker, it wouldn't be worth it unless you're driving through Madera. Avenue 16, where the Starbucks is and the Home Depot. There's a gas station across the street. That's where they got some. All right. That was that segment. There's still one segment left. What could it be?
Cheese.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect pour. They donate money to the show every month, and in turn, they get to be on the private Facebook group, The Pour'em. And the thing that was mentioned earlier by Jazz, the Discord group, and also get to hear the tailgate. So thank you to all our golden gods every week. They let us at least pay for, at least we don't have to pay for the show, the all the ins and outs and industry level dealings of putting on a beer podcast. They basically pay for that for us, so we appreciate that. Thank you, Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to check that out. Maybe you're thinking about it. Have a look. Also, cheers to Richard Moon, a.k.a. Boca Munia, over there in Manchester, England. Lizard Queen 8420. That's Candace. And again, to a cheers to our newest Golden God, Court_No, for the tweeting of the show last week. Cheers to L848YO. It must be like late for ye for yo. I don't know. To BMS840, Hops_Hound, Michael Radziwan, the Fontana Jim, and Raid IB for all the likes last week, Ants and Rad Mike for the RTs, and everyone that shares the show and talks about the show. That's what, this is the only way we can get the show to keep growing, is you guys, you listeners, talking about it and sharing it on your own social media feed. So thank you for that, future thank you and cheers. Matt, do you have some cheers?
I can't necessarily say, but I think you guys will know. But there should be a cheers out to a certain market that's been tagging us heavily.
Peacock.
I have been wondering about that.
Peacock. Peacock Market out there in Clovis. I wish Peacock Market was in Northwest Fresno, but sadly they're in Clovis. I used to go in that market. My dad used to own an ice cream distributorship, or actually he had a partner where basically, you know, instead of a beer distributor, they're an ice cream distributor. And they're indie ice cream distributorship.
Wow.
And one of their stores was that Peacock. And so that's how long that Peacock's been around, since I was a little child. And I haven't been there in years, but they do a good job on their social media. They have a good beer selection over there. One of these days I'll be over there and check it out. Yeah. So Peacock Market.
Yeah.
Cheers. That's your cheers, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. Nick.
Cheers to new untapped friend who quickly be disappointed by my checking.
The poor guy is just like, oh, I can't wait to see what Nick's checking into. Still waiting.
It's broken. I don't see anything refreshing. Why? Honey, check the Wi-Fi. I think it's down.
Contacting untapped support, like, I don't think your thing's working.
So this is NMR, otherwise known as Randy Youngman out of New York. Cheers to that, or him. Cheers to Corey for the heads up on the Urban Roots Stout release. And also cheers to Donnie James for re-emphasizing the fact that there is, quote, no such thing as stout season.
excuse me, I just made the yearly announcement earlier that everyone waits for, and you know it's a big deal. A lot of people talk about it. Everyone's talking about it.
All right. Well, Donnie James would like to see you outside.
Oh, okay.
He wants to see your light bars.
See how many light bars. All right, light bar off. I challenge Mikey to a light bar off.
Yeah.
Meet me in the streets.
That's right.
We'll see who's brightest. All All right. Cheers it up.
Cheers it
up. Well, that was a fun week. It's always fun doing the show. Appreciate you listening and staking with us the whole way. That's my new show coming into Dorktown Network. Staking it up. So
staking
it. Yeah. It's a barbecue podcast.
Oh yeah. Who's got the best Salisbury steak in town?
Oh wow.
Send it to our fax machine.
Fax it to us.
559.
Yeah. So use
promo code
492 for 20% off your fax. Send us a fax.
Send a fax to it. See what happens. It'll come back at you, but do it for the hell of it. So there you go. Go see Matt down there at Tioga Sequoia, downtown Fresno. Go pick up some beers or have it sent to you in California. Or Zach's Brewing. Go send, if you want, you're in California, you can have Zach's Brewing sent to you. I don't know what anybody else locally can send out of town. I don't know, but I'd throw it out there if Pine and Palm's doing it, or if House Pendragon or Full Circle, anybody, we'll let us know. We'll shout it. We're going to promo any Fresno brewery, man. So go see Matt down there. Go see the Zachs. Go check out Nick and his Volkswagen cruising around town.
Yeah. Oh, no. We took the Impala out Saturday night.
Oh, Impala. Big shot.
We're cruising Blackstone with the fellow youths.
With the youths. People cruising still?
Is that? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do they really?
It was crazy.
Are you really? Yeah. Really?
No, oh, this is for reals. I was trying to race a Mustang and the wife said no.
Oh, like, don't do it. God, come on. Oh, yeah. What do you think? You think you could have taken it?
60 feet. Yeah. Anything farther than that, he would have left me because she's a heavy beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Four door sedan plowing down Blackstone. You make ain't going to get tires, very far.
Your tires chirp. You get chirp. Chirp,
yeah.
Tires.
Oh, yeah, chirp. Yeah. I gave it the old what's up.
Wow. So he was wanting to go. This guy in the Mustang, he was wanting to go.
He was ready.
He was like, yeah, we're going.
Yeah. She didn't believe me. She's like, you're full of shit. I'm like, no, this guy's ready to go right now. I can tell he wants to race.
I've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
Got Bob Falfa now over here.
That's right. Hey, what was that, a field car?
Field car? What's a field car?
A field car is a car you run through the lettuce field and plow the shit.
That's real funny.
Hey, that's some color. What is that? A combination of piss yellow and puke green?
Green. Go watch American Graffiti. Then you'll get our references.
Educate yourselves.
thanks, guys. At Perfect Port Pod. PerfectPortPod.com. Go read my newsletter, drinkingandthinking.substack.com, and have a great week. Be safe. Have fun.
Uh-huh.
Check your dates.
Never.
Tuesday, something happens Tuesday. I don't know. Something.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Watch for illegal voting boxes.